Hey you guys, it's Christina. The new year is here and everybody wants to be healthy, to be happy, and to lose weight. So I'm going to share with you my top 10 tips on how you can start a raw food diet. And I say diet, but it is actually a lifestyle, because in order for you to be healthy and happy, vibrant and shining the way you want to feel, you have to incorporate this into your lifestyle. My number one tip on how to start a raw foods diet is simply to stock up with as many fruits and vegetables in your house as you possibly can. Eat as much fruit and as many vegetables as you possibly want. This is an unlimited lifestyle. It is a lifestyle of abundance. You don't want to be limiting yourself, but you want to be free with food. So the more that you stock up your house with food, the more you will be inclined to eat the food that is there. Number two, make your first meal of the day a juice or a smoothie. When you wake up, have a big glass of water, yes, but always make your first breakfast or your meal of the day a 32-ounce or a 64-ounce jar of a juice or a smoothie. This will help keep you hydrated. It will give you simple sugars from the fruits that will keep you carbed up and ready to go. And it will take away that morning hunger. It's just great. If you're looking for ideas on recipes, you can try my Holy Grail juice, my V8 juice. You can try my orange spinach basil smoothie. There are tons of combinations out there, but start off your day with a juice or a smoothie. My third tip is to make your second meal of the day a humongous platter of fruit. You can eat any fruit that you want. You can eat a mixed bowl, the beautiful rainbow bowl of fruit, or you can mono meal on just one fruit. But make sure that you eat enough, because you want to have enough carbohydrates to keep you fueled throughout the day. If you're worried about feeling too full, don't worry. Remember that your stomach is a muscle just like every other muscle in your body. It will expand and contract to adjust to the amount of food that you give it. My fourth tip is to eat your dinner in two parts. Start off your dinner with a tiny plate of fruit or some type of citrusy, juicy fruit, because those will drain faster. And then to eat the second part of your dinner with a humongous rainbow salad. If you need ideas for salad dressings or whatnot, you can always check out more of my videos here. You can even use my Epic Raw Marinara, which is one of my favorites. I'll be posting a few more of those for you guys in the future as well. Number five, be sure to get in enough exercise each day to keep you hungry. You want to keep moving. You want to be active. You want to be healthy and happy. And it has been absolutely proven that exercise contributes to a healthy lifestyle. So if you can, get in about 20 minutes of exercise every day. And that's the minimum. Number six, educate yourself as much as you can about eating raw. If you guys go to my website at fullyraw.com, I have an FAQ page with about 20 or 30 questions that people ask me all the time. They're really specific, and any question or concern that you may have will be on this page. So I highly encourage you to go to that page and read up. If you have any more questions, you can definitely ask me personally or email me or reach me on my Facebook page at Fully Raw Christina. But educate yourself on how to do it. Don't get overwhelmed. Number seven, find a community of people that you can share this common passion with. Find one or two friends, find a potluck. Find a community that you can feel a part of so that you have that support system behind you when you feel like if you're going to fail, that you need somebody to uplift you or just to be there to support you. Number eight, get plenty of rest, get plenty of sleep. Your body, when you first start eating this way, is going to be detoxing a lot. It's not going to be used to eating a lot of raw foods like this. So you will have perhaps some detox reactions, like flu-like symptoms are common. Some people get more tired than others. Some people shoot through the roof with energy. Whatever it may be, keep in mind that this is a restorative diet. This is a rejuvenating diet. In order to be completely restored to your absolute finest, you do need to get rest. So get as much sleep as your body needs. Don't limit yourself. Enjoy resting and soak it up, because sleeping and resting are two very beautiful things. Number nine, and this is probably one of the most important tips, is to make sure that you are eating enough calories. This is the number one reason why most people fail when starting a raw foods diet, is they simply do not eat enough calories. What ends up happening is they think that eating, you know, three bananas and a salad in a day is going to be sufficient for them, but they end up eating so little calories and feeling so tired, and then they blame it on the food. If you are really concerned if you're eating enough in a day, I just made a video called What a Fully Raw Vegan Eats in a Day. Be sure to eat enough. Use tools like Chronometer, Fit Day, NutriDiary. Make sure you are getting in enough calories so that you can be properly fueled and as energetic as you want to feel. My last and final tip is one that's really close to my heart because not very many people will understand this. But I just want to say, be gentle with yourself. Do not be hard on yourself. Be understanding. This is a journey. It is about the destination, yes, but every step that you take between here and then is going to be a learning experience. It's going to be a growth opportunity. If you fail one day, because there's no such thing as failing, right? Use it as an opportunity to learn from it and grow and be gentle with yourself. Reach out to your support teams. Be your support system. If this is what you really want, you can have it. You can do it. You can eat this way. But just understand that if you're new to it in the beginning, you want to be gentle with yourself. Don't get discouraged. Don't get overwhelmed. Have fun with it. I hope that you guys have found this video to be extremely helpful to you when trying to learn how to start a raw foods diet. Because when you are happy, the whole world is happy and feels so much better. And when you start this year in 2013, living this way, feeling this good, I promise your year, your 2013, will be the most epic year that you've ever experienced. You will feel better than you've ever felt in your whole life if you can stick with this. If you found these tips helpful, or if you need more recipes or tips or tricks on how to go fully raw, please subscribe to my channel at Fully Raw Christina as I try to inspire you to get there. I want to see you healthy and happy. You guys can also interact with me personally on my Facebook page at Fully Raw Christina, where I love to post daily, show you what I'm eating, and even just give you daily hugs. If you have any more questions, you guys can visit my website at fullyraw.com, or you can check out my other website for my Houston cooperative called Raw Fully Organic. All right, you guys, I wish you the best of 2013. I hope that you are succeeding and thriving in this lifestyle, and I send you all my hugs. Bye. This is the heat shake. I call it the booty shake. Booty shake. Booty.